Pastoral Care by St. Gregory the Great. Part 2, Chapter 11. How intent the ruler ought to be on meditations in the sacred law. But all this is duly executed by a ruler if, inspired by the spirit of heavenly fear and love, he meditate daily on the precepts of sacred writ, that the words of divine admonition may restore in him the power of solicitude and of provident circumspection with regard to the celestial life, which familiar intercourse with men continually destroys, and that one who is drawn to oldness of life by secular society may, by the aspiration of compunction, be ever renewed to love of the spiritual country. For the heart runs greatly to waste in the midst of human talk, and since it is undoubtedly evident that when driven by the tumults of external occupations, it loses its balance and falls, one ought incessantly to take care that through keen pursuit of instruction it may rise again. For hence it is that Paul admonishes his disciple who had been put over the flock, saying, "Till I come, give attendance to reading." Hence David says, "How I have loved thy law, O Lord! It is my meditation all the day." Hence the Lord commanded Moses concerning the carrying of the ark, saying, "Thou shalt make 4 rings of gold, which thou shalt put in the 4 corners of the ark. And thou shalt make staves of shittim wood, and overlay them with gold, and shalt put them through the rings, which are by the sides of the ark, that it may be borne with them. And they shall always be in the rings, nor shall they ever be drawn out from them." What but the Holy Church is figured by the ark, to which 4 rings of gold in the 4 corners are ordered to be adjoined, because in that it is thus extended towards the 4 quarters of the globe, it is declared undoubtedly to be equipped for journeying with the 4 books of the gospel. And staffs, of shittim wood are made and are put through the same rings for carrying, because strong and persevering teachers, like incorruptible pieces of timber, are to be sought for, who by cleaving ever to instruction out of the sacred volumes may declare the unity of the Holy Church, and, as it were, carry the ark by being let into its rings. For indeed, to carry the ark by means of staves is through preaching to bring the Holy Church before the rude minds of unbelievers by means of good teachers. And these are also ordered to be overlaid with gold, that while they are resonant to others in discourse, they may also themselves glitter in the splendor of their lives. Of whom it is further fitly added, "They shall always be in the rings, nor shall they ever be drawn out from them." Because it is surely necessary that those who attend upon the office of preaching should not recede from the study of sacred lore. For to this end it is that the staves are ordered to be always in the rings, that when occasion requires the ark to be carried, no tardiness in carrying may arise from the staves having to be put in. Because, that is to say, when a pastor is asked by his subordinates on any spiritual matter, it is exceedingly ignominious should he then go about to learn when he ought to solve their question. But let the staves ever remain in the rings, that teachers, ever meditating in their own hearts on the words of sacred writ, may lift without delay the Ark of the Covenant, as will be the case if they teach at once whatever is required. Hence the first pastor of the church well admonishes all other pastors, saying, "Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you," as though he should say plainly that no delay may hinder the carrying of the ark. Let the staves never be withdrawn from the rings. End of chapter 11. End of part 2.